That bit done start.
Now we in that bit one time. One time for the one time, you know what I'm saying? Rolling a good game, getting blunted, you feel me? Like the name of the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Today we're going to talk about the goddamn, the list of the 50 greatest rappers of all time. We probably create our own, you feel me? So, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, because that shit, that was crazy. And by the way, you know, they Pablo just introducing myself, but...
You did, man.
But yeah, for that list. That
motherfucker... You can pull that bit up on your phone.
Did you send me the picture?
Shit, I do not know. Did I?
I don't think so. The podcast keeps going if you leave out that bit with you.
Right? Yep.
And like, what,
do people just hear
that
whole live,
or like,
what they gotta do to tune in or some shit? Yep.
Okay, that's a bit.
That bitch
here, boy.
The hell
got down. Yeah, just sent out
of
my phone, so.
You can find that bit. Here you go.
So yeah, back on the topic of the list, man.
Gucci nowhere on that bit.
Yeah, we ain't got Gucci, but you know, yeah, Gucci gotta be on the top 50, because if you gonna talk like shit, top 50 greatest rappers of all time, like shit, this gotta be in. You know, this gotta be a list about shit. How many motherfucking. Like, how many albums and shit you dropped.
It ain't even that, fool. We just going off. Like, rap. Just like, you know rap. Like, how that bit impact you, shit. You know that feeling you get when you listen to the music. Like, hey, cuz definitely better than him. Like,
yeah.
Like, say for instance on that bit, like, you got 14, number 14, you got Redman. 15, you got
so,
Pop.
So, is we going to go back, like, I ain't going to say, you know, I'm a, this fucked up, you feel me? But... If at the same time, is we gonna go back from like the beginning of when rap started to now, like we're gonna include all rappers.
You got to, because that's what the list doing.
You got, because if that's the case, then niggas like Migos should be on this list. Then
that's three niggas though.
That is, even though they're a whole collective, but at the same time, at least one of them, because them they are lyricists to a degree. Them niggas came and changed the game.
Migos in your top?
They ain't gonna say. They would be in my top 50, like, probably. Because they still changed the game around. Like, they did. They brought something different to it and kind of changed the culture of it, you feel me? You can't say they didn't. Just like, and I feel like anybody who have brought, like, a different perspective to rap or, like, brought something new to it, which made, like, a whole start of the whole new wave, deserve to be on top 50. And also, we should go by lyrics, like if you were lyric or not. Nobody saying no mumbo jumbo shit, but they got buku album sales and shit like that. That shit don't count. Like, you got a real deal. I'm talking about rapping, like, nigga, throw a beat on and you gonna motherfucking give us a hit.
Wayne gonna do it every time.
Every time, so Wayne got it.
So, Wayne should be most definitely number one alongside Jay-Z. I really don't feel
Joe Budden shouldn't be nowhere close to the top. He shouldn't even be in the top 25.
No cap. Who are in the top 25? 25.
Well, we got
shit. But that bit all fucked up.
All fucked up. I don't know. I wouldn't have Jadakiss ahead of Biggie, because to me Biggie went harder. But Jadakiss fire.
Jadakiss spit bars, but Biggie tell you a fire story.
That bit. I'm talking about, you could visualize and see that bit too.
Ed, I can't even fake dog. I can give you a fire ass Jadakiss verse. His verse on that Currency shit that just dropped.
Yeah.
Boom. Best Jadakiss verse I ever heard in my life. That nigga said, rather put hands and feet on you than do the verbal. It was something, man. He just ate that hoe. I'm like, oh yeah, that nigga Jadakiss eating that bitch. But a nigga got Kendrick in this bitch, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. You already had Ice Cube on this list. He should be high.
Who the fuck is Black Thought? Hey, look up something about Black Thought. I don't even know who that is.
They number five, so they telling me Black Thought, the fifth greatest rapper of all time. The funniest thing is about this list, that bitch say in order in parentheses, fool. Like, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
You got a freestyle of them just
so. Black Thought freestyle?
I like to answer people's demands. I like to come know what we do in this position. Ciroc Studios, we here. Let's go, Earn. I'm sorry for your loss. It's a body dead in the car, and it's probably one of yours. They're writing all across the window in the walls. Whether it was true or false, we shouldn't have got involved. Remember, we walked past the teacher, take the chalk and laugh. We wrote punishments. I will not talk in class. Now it's pistols punishing people for talking fast. And all these innocent bystanders is hauling ass. I hate to say.
Let me see what all this shit this nigga done made.
Bro, that shit was,
I ain't never heard a song by this nigga.
I haven't either though.
Black
That's
Thought.
Why I kind of agree with when we watched.
Oh, Cub on the Roots, Cub's nigga in the Roots. Okay.
I think like what's dudes that like, when we watched the little shit on YouTube yesterday, I believe it was a New York nigga who made the list though, because it just seemed like he got more New York niggas
on the list. On some real shit, bro. No disrespect to Big Pun. You know what I'm saying, RP. But ain't no nigga from the South finna put Big Pun on their list, bro.
Bro, Big Pun wouldn't even be in my top 50. Like, honestly, if I made my own top 50 list, he wouldn't even be in my top 50.
I'm gonna go through this list and tell you who wouldn't be in my 50. Joe Budden. I can name 25 rappers greater than Joe Budden.
Bro, I can name
49 rappers greater than Joe Budden.
Shit.
Goddamn me.
Nigga, if that's the case, nigga, Boosie should be on that list.
BG, Master P's and shit like that, you hear me?
Shit, even if you want to go, shit, C-Murder in there, they could.
Nah, some real shit, C-Murder ain't on my list.
Top 50?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, them just throwing some nines out there, like, shit, for a nigga from the South and shit.
Shit. T.O. nigga, 24. Damn, nigga, at T.I. is 24th of the greatest rapper ever. Come on now. I fuck with Tip. He the king of the South.
He was the king of the South.
He was, yeah, but
he,
boy.
He gotta be at least top 20, though. He gotta be at least
top 20. He up there. He top 20 for sure. He top 20. He top 20. He top 20, but boy. Like, to put Wayne, Jeezy.
Like, if I'm gonna make a list, it's gonna be.
Bun B. Snoop, 8 Ball.
Yes, oh, them niggas ahead of T.I.
Them niggas under T.I.
Oh, under T.I. Like, I guess if you make a greatest rapper of all time, it gotta go by the criteria of just rap skill, because rapping is a skill. So, who had the best rap skills? You feel me? T.I. has some good rap skills. Other people, like your top 10 gotta have, like, Wayne, Hop. Like,
you
know, probably
no
just
main
lyricist.
Oh, you say lyricist. Pac-9 in that bit is a lyricist.
Like, I'm just, well, okay, you right. It'll be Wayne, niggas like Cole, Kendrick.
Cole? A lyricist?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this list, fool. Is you looking at this list? And you talking about lyricists?
Bro, no, I'm saying, like, if you gotta go by lyrics, this.
I'm gonna put Cameron in front of Cole.
This list still not right if it comes down. Yeah, even if it comes down to lyrics, this list still not right.
I'm gonna put Cam in front of Cole. Fab with the lyrics.
He right.
No cap. All right, nigga. Fab, Cole.
But he ain't top 10. Jay, to me, Jay Z not even top 10. Like, well, you know what?
J. Cole. I mean, Jay-Z
ain't number one.
Jay-Z a fire ass lyricist, bro. I can't fake. It's out of him and Wayne when it comes to the lyrics, but that bitch Jay-Z said, I've been to Paris at least 2 times. I seen the Eiffel, I mean, that bitch,
you gotta have Jay-Z, Eminem.
Hold up, wordplay dumb too. Eminem. What? Eminem on this list? Eminem.
Jacob, why?
No.
So he what?
No.
He wasn't.
I'm not.
That's an argument right there. That's debatable.
Before Eminem was, man, come on, dog, you tripping.
I can name five rappers on this list right now better than Eminem lyrically.
Lyrically?
Yeah.
Lyrically, alright.
Lyrically, anything. All right. It don't matter. Nah. You can't play the song, nigga. Man, you can't play a song, nigga. You gotta know what I'm saying. You can't play a song.
But you gotta hear some shit. What you mean?
Nigga, I know Eminem.
Man, hell, you must.
Hell, but I can call it, but I can call that boy right now. He gonna answer them.
This is
out of
the dome.
Fuck
that. That shit, it's alright. It ain't
like lyrically, he just showed you something. Like yeah, lyrically, like, he can do it with Eve. He lyrically just showed you can do something with Eve, but that shit whack, man.
Yeah, that shit
whack. Nigga ain't riding out no Eminem, though. That's real shit. Nigga ain't riding out no Eminem.
Nah, but this ain't, but
most
music, you not riding too. So when you talking about ride music, because we talking about ride music, boy, that's a completely whole different list. If we want to talk about some shit,
damn, the disrespect casted in on this bitch, and I feel like he a cold ass lyricist. Cassidy need to be on the hill, no cap. If we were just talking lyricists though, but the fact they got Redman ahead of Method Man, it's crazy.
To me, honestly, you should have them side by side. At least they should be close. They shouldn't be far apart. So honestly, they about the same. Like, I wouldn't choose one over the other. Like, I would listen to both of them because they both went hard. Like, they both can rap. Like,
they got Drake over Wayne, dog.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is crazy.
That's some crazy shit. Because honestly, Drake wouldn't even be Drake without Wayne. So, like, how you just going to put him over? That's like putting...
The master passes the... Yeah, man, the successor passes the master. However that shit go, but... Shit.
That's different if we want to talk about from 20... Like, the pair with the top 50 rappers of the past 5 years. Yeah, you could probably put Drake ahead of Wayne. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk past 5 years, but... Of all time, no, you can't.
But Dwayne be feeding his fans. These last past 5 years, but Wayne dropped like 5 mixtapes.
But at the same, even though he have, if you got to go past 5 years from 2019 back to about 2014,
yeah.
Drake been on fire. It really ain't been no rapper that's just been
high. Drake just been on fire because he has the number one album, make them good songs.
Yeah,
get them
hoes and wet. That's what I mean.
He make like, them song to get them hoes wet.
If you ask a nigga who been going harder the past 5 years, niggas gonna be like, either Drake and Wayne, niggas gonna say Drake. Because Drake didn't have more hits. He didn't have all that shit the past 5 years. Like, even with the little song that came out that he shot in New Orleans, like, you gotta include all that. Like, he didn't have the most hits the past 5 years more than Wayne.
Fact.
Wayne was at his peak. Now, if you want to say...
I ain't even doing him like that. Nah. Primes of rapping and shit? Like, nah, nigga can... The words ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Now, if you just want to talk about... Like, if we put Wayne and Drake head-to-head in a freestyle, I don't know rap circles around Drake. Like,
no
Drake
count.
Drake can stay with him for a little bit, but Wayne will rap circles around any nigga on this earth. Like,
but, you want to know some real shit, what I think about this list, fool? That I don't see an artist, I don't see on this bitch who I feel is in my top 10.
Who?
2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. Now, 2 Chainz legit with keeping up with Wayne on that Collard Grove album. 2 Chainz last album was fire. It went all. It was lyrical. It was more lyrical than any 2 Chainz album ever been. But hey, 2 Chainz is spitting, bro. Niggas be sleeping on 2 Chainz.
Been a wild time though. A wild time.
2 Chainz been killing shit.
Yeah, if you want to go like 2000, like from when he came out, but you got to include everybody who came out with him then from now. But yeah, he be on that list, but all time now, 2 Chainz ain't on the greatest 50 rappers.
I'm telling you, before it's over, Before this life over with, 2 Chainz gonna be
one. Yeah, now I say 5-20 years. I mean 5-10 years from now, if you want to ask people like who's they top 50 rappers of all time, he'll probably be on that list. Cause most of these niggas that's on that list, like the group of people you'll be asking, being every home, who is it other than people of our age, and we'll be up in age by that time.
I mean, it's only a couple of old head niggas on this, like niggas old heads to listen to, but
like Rakim and Method Man and shit like that.
Niggas still jab Method Man. Niggas still jab Method. I don't know nobody jamming Lloyd Banks. They're the most definitive best rapper of all time, according to these people. Lloyd Banks. But I don't know no fucking Lloyd Banks song other than that song, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
I know none at all. Like, I have like, I can come just tell you off the top of my head, like, oh, you need to hear this Lloyd Banks song. Why that did
Busta yeah. Rhymes at 49. Like, how you feel about that? He shouldn't be on the list?
Nah, not top 50. He had some impact. He was impactful because of how he came with his rapping. And his video was really what charged the game because it was deep in the book.
50 Cent
supposed to be on there. He supposed to be on there. I still fuck with Mini Man and a lot of other songs he dropped. I can still jam them.
Okay, your first album you can still jam it. Where you feel like he need to be at other than 48?
Just placing, he ain't got just
know who exactly you putting in front of him. Just like in the 10s, 20s, 30s.
50 gotta be at least top. Man, I gotta say at least top 25. He gotta be top 25. He can't be no lower than 25, man.
I don't know about that.
Cause like, come on now, this nigga, not only well, you know, we only talking about rap, so if we only talking about rap,
yeah.
I give him at least top 30. He don't need to be no lower than 35.
Rick Ross. How you feel about Cub? As being a 47.
He can be a little higher, but not no higher than 30. I'd say 30.
Cleat.
Be in top 30. Hey.
Rick Ross is a top 25 rapper.
If that's the case, then 50 higher than him.
Mm-mm.
I'm putting 50 above Rick Ross.
No, you're not. You can't hear my blunt. No.
What the fuck?
Please, dog. But
so you got Rick above 50?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I can name three projects of Rick Ross's that's called top to bottom. 50 I only can give you two. I probably give you 4 Rick Ross projects. That's fine.
So you telling me you don't know no more than two or 50 albums?
That's
all you gonna call.
Yeah.
And boy got a.
Like, it ended at the massacre.
Boy got a catalog. He got a catalog of music.
Boy, he got 5 G Unit songs that a nigga fuck with, and goddamn, Get Rich or Die Trying and the Massacre. If that's a catalog, I don't know the other shit has that.
So you feel like
Rick Ross? Yes, I feel like Rick Ross the better rapper. Dog, Rick Ross be spinning, bro.
He be spinning.
God forgives and I don't. That was a fire album.
And just in a
Rick Ross again. But I just become rivals, what? You know, with him dissing Birdman? That ain't lyrical. That's just putting it all out. That's gangster. You feel me? They're real.
Ross 5, don't
get me wrong. Fuck, Mafia Music, the first one and two. I don't know if you heard them songs, but if you haven't heard them songs, this nigga Ross is...
I ain't gonna care. You know who else need to be in the top 50? I'm gonna follow the nigga say. Devin the Dude.
Up there.
Devin the Dude, at least he can be in the 40s. I put him in the 40s.
I'll replace Lloyd Banks with him. I'll give him 50.
Yeah.
I'll give him 50. Fuck, nigga. Yeah. Lloyd Banks don't belong to be on the list. Who we got? LL Cool J at 46. How you feel about that?
LL Cool J, he need to be out there, but they're like bad because they ain't just no shit on Jabba, but they kind of before my time.
Yeah, that's before my time. Only thing I remember from that nigga is that headsprung.
I don't even remember 2 minutes off. That's how I know
that was before my time. Some old ass. The Game at 45.
Game already no lyrical rap. Like, he ain't even got takes. I just really like he's some of the older shit. It was fire, but he ain't just got buku songs that I just like, oh yeah, I jam the fuck out the Game. Like,
I had an old Game mixtape, I think, because I can't find that bitch to this day on Apple Music. But it's an old Game mixtape or something, like the CD was red. I got that bit from my boy, Bo-Boy. I'm talking about gangsta ass shit. Like, I'm talking about gangsta ass CD. I'm just that bit on the CD days and the damn CD player, little ass thin ass headphone. You feel me? So, I'm talking about he had some shit. And I heard the massacre. I mean, not the massacre. The documentary or whatever the fuck that bitch called or something. That bit fire. And the recent one he had out with the church and shit. Jesus Peace. That was a fire ass album. That was like one of the best albums I heard of that year. Because Kevin Hart, like, narrated the album. Like, it was just fire. Like, it was fire how it was. So, he's great. Big Pun at 44. Like we said, Big Pun not in my list. I should open the names on. 43, we got 8-Ball. I feel like 8-Ball need to be high. 8-Ball that says shit. But like, I like how you say Redman and Method Man need to be together. 8-Ball and MJG need to be together.
They should be no further from each other. Because to me, neither one went that harder than the other one. They both kind of just correlated together so well.
I feel like MJG a better rapper than 8-Ball, in my opinion.
For real.
And, MJ on top of the world, boy. That bitch, MJ, 8-Ball. But I think 8-Ball has the best word. I can't remember, but like I say, it's just a little hate thing. So 42, we got Stack Bundles. I don't know who the hell Stack Bundles
is. Then you know what? Another time for. Cause they got
Eazy-E
on her?
No, Eazy not on the list, dog.
But I understand why, cause he really didn't write a lot of his lyrics to his songs. You feel me?
True.
So I can get that. But you know, it's just if you're still gonna talk all the time, you gotta have some of the pillars of rap, like some of the niggas who was paid away for all them niggas.
Too Short not on the list, cause around the same time Eazy-E came out, Too Short dropped, and he was cussing and shit. Along with they was like the first niggas cussing those songs. So
like, Too Short not on the list.
Dr. Dre not on this list.
I'm gonna look at that bit again. Dr. Dre should be on that bit.
Dr. Dre not on this list. If, so we can replace Stab Bundles with a Dre. 41, we got Mace. Nigga.
No, he went.
Only know two Mace songs. Welcome Back. And everybody killed that Welcome Back beat. T.I., Wayne. Niggas killed that beat. That wasn't even his shit. T.I. got straight out of jail in that bit. No, I'm finna freestyle on that hook. Hold on. Fire.
You know who been out? Man, you know who else I put on the feature? Crit.
Yeah, Crit up there.
Been out boy, about 8 years or no?
10. Nah, Crit been out longer than that, but a solid 10 years in the game since 2009.
I can put him on here. He'll be at least top 40. Cause he can, he got some lyrics. He can speak.
Above Mace, we got a nigga named AZ.
AZ, I don't even know what
the
fuck that is, so he shouldn't even
be on
the list.
Cause
I just have no.
Ice Cube on that motherfucker, 39.
Ice Cube should be higher than that, cause he wrote too many songs. He wrote songs for a lot of people. And then to this day, like I got boys I have right now, like past his prime. Like I get his past his era, but still go hard as fuck.
He was, young guy, he was still going hard in that with the crunk music. That if you buck, nigga, get him up, nigga. Yeah, all that beat. Yeah,
soundtrack for the movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that nigga music really still fire. So I put him like under. Then he was like, I see one of my all time favorite people ever. Like nigga, he one of the first people I want to meet, like for famous people. But for one, the nigga, he just always kind of favored my dad. Looking like, so I was like, damn, I fuck with Ice Cube. I fuck with every movie he done made and been in, the music, everything. Like, he should be hiding it.
Okay.
Ice Cube need to at least be, he need to at least be back. What would I put Ice Cube on this list, man? He need to at least be about top 30. I replace him in DMX.
Fool, I don't know about that one.
DMX at 22.
DMX a nice ass.
Come on now.
DMX a nice ass lyricist.
He is. But if I just gotta go with just pure like what they brought to the rap game, I'm putting Ice Cube before DMX. Or even Lupe. Lupe is a good rapper, but Ice Cube to me brought more to the rap game than a lot of these niggas on this list. Like just
I feel
on some real shit.
I feel Killer Mike 38.
I ain't never even really heard Killer Mike,
but
I know who he is.
Yeah, nigga know Killer Mike through his active shit. Like, his active shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he was on that song, So I'm Outside of the Club and You Think I'm a Funk. He was on that.
Oh, damn.
Dude, Bone Crushing T.I., he was on that bitch. Lil Wayne. Damn, they got that nigga 38, though. Hell nah. Cut on belong, though. For sure. Somebody.
But be my nigga, but him
belong
next to Wayne.
Replace him with Rick Ross.
Wayne need to be replaced with goddamn Black Thought. But for Black Thought,
no cap. IP. Wayne at 37, disrespectful.
Him and Joe Budden need to switch places.
Yo, Bun B, 36.
He should be a little high, but Bun B should be way in the 30s. I had Bun B at least at like 31.
Yeah, I would too.
Something like that.
Bun B, nice. But no cap. He made the shit one half of UGK. Nigga, without them, it wouldn't have been no Pimp C and all that other pot shit they made. So, you feel me? Hey. My B, he in the nice of this five spot. But it could be high. Along with Snoop, who at 34. But Cameron at 35. That's great in my opinion. I fuck with Cam. His first album, the intro on that bitch. Ooh, Nasty did the beat some serious. I ain't even know. I don't know why that nigga did that. He rap scene in the basement freestyles. Nasty. Nasty. Don't know why he did. The one where he count the money. Nasty. But say you ain't. But ain't that hoe for real. Cam in the next spot. But Snoop Dogg being 34. Oh, they tripping. Snoop most definitely in my top 10. With rappers. For sure. If he ain't top 10, he top 15. And he ain't 15. Yeah,
Snoop in my top 20. I still
fuck with Snoop up though. It ain't even juice, but his verse on. He said that wrong. Gin and juice. What I have? But got the look his verse on the ghetto boy. Though.
Hey, folks, I'm taking a cigarette break.
I'm going to take the smoke break.
Smoke break.
We'll take a commercial break, guys. We'll be back at 5. Hey, nigga can do that.
Oh, for real?
Yup.